Node.
Four.
This
seven,
is Mach 7
three,
level 4. Sorry,
eight,
we're serving. Yes,
nine,
no, well done.
zero.
That's,
connected.
That's a good
two, node.
QSO.
Four,
I'm calling Alan.
Three,
I don't know why.
Three,
it's Bill,
eight.
Is it?
Grateful for coming to the front of the line. Appreciate it, everybody. Just heading over for a class and then going to try to hook up with a friend, have some lunch together, and talk about long-distance rifle shooting and accuracy and all those kinds of fun things. And then back home and start organizing the garage for a big move. Anyway, that's all I got going on. K7ZAC, back to net. All right, Zach, well, I hope you have a good class and then have a good lunch with your buddy there and, organize the garage for a big move. So anyway, have a good day, and I hope the weather cooperates for you. Let's see. Up next, we have Tim, KI7DEI.
Good morning, all. It's a little bit cool this morning, but there's some big blue patches out there, and the clouds all look very interesting north of Seattle here in Shoreline. I tried checking in when I was coming down I-5 through Linwood, but it turns out my HT with the window sticking out the window just does not cut it. So here I am at my home QTH. Anyway, Joan talking about monochrome and so forth, grayscale. So experience I had last week, a coworker from China came in, a manager, and we were presenting some monitor samples to a potential customer. A customer we've got on other projects, but not for this particular business unit over there in this quad area. Anyway, so we took the monitors. We had a couple monitors to show them. We took them out of the box, and immediately they wanted to do an evaluation. Nope, we didn't get a chance to do anything to look at it before their evaluation. So anyway, one monitor they liked quite well. They liked it very well. The only problem is it costs more than the monitor they're currently using, and they're looking for a cost reduction, not a performance increase. So got the second monitor going, and out of the box, it looked pretty bad. The colors didn't match. The grayscale wasn't good. They were not happy, which lessons to self. Self, don't let the customer look at anything until you had a chance to tune it up. So spent the next couple of hours tuning that monitor up, and it's got all kinds of different presets, sRGB, and so on and so forth. Anyway, finally got around to finding some adjustments for actually being able to adjust the RGB separately, and there's also gamma curves involved. There are specific gamma curves for medical equipment, and ultrasound is a very demanding application. Anyway, to make a long story short, after about 3 hours messing with it in the colorimeter, we were able to get it dialed in to looking really, really good. The upshot of all this is that when we had it adjusted the same so that our sample monitor was adjusted to match theirs with the colorimeter, it was not okay. The colors were off.